Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday morning. Yeah, I know they call it Throwback Thursday, but listen, baby, I call it Throw Down Thursday, because you know what? We got gumbo rum specials up in here, so we call it Throw Down Thursday. If you ain't throwing it down on it, then it's something wrong with you. It is just something wrong with you. So listen, it is Thursday, baby. June the 23rd, 2022, 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to put stuff to the ATL, to the ATL. Give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. I do have a member in India, Karan Batani. Listen, y'all know this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum. Gumbarum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M.com. Gumbarum.com. We do have two different flavors. One is infused with vanilla. That's Gumba Go. Infused with vanilla. And we do have coconut. It is infused with coconut, and that is Gumba Silver. Listen, Steve Gum is the founder and CEO of Gumbo Rum, baby. Listen, it's wicked smooth on it. It is so wicked smooth. Let me tell y'all something before I play a word from my sponsor. Y'all know I lost a member. I lost a member of Fierce Nation. You know, Team Fierce Nation works so hard. They do what they do, and they really do support what's going on. They the baddest team. They really are. But listen, I got, you know, it's always one in the mix, and I'm going to play the music. It's always one in the mix that's going to give you a problem. Listen, when you get some that's really, really good, really, really good, and what I'm talking about, I ain't going to say no names or nothing like that. When one is really, really good and does an outstanding job, and he know he good and he does the best, you know, he's the leader of the pack and he really does better than the other ones, then ones you really have a problem with. He tells me, well, you know, I think you need to be doing such and such. Every now and then they try to tell me how to run it. You know, I'm like, you know, wait a minute here. Y'all goes on vacation every other day. And when you come back from vacation, you tell me how to do my job. So, you know, I don't understand. But this one I'm talking about, he does a very great job, and he always wants to haggle with me. You know, he wants to haggle. Well, I think the pay needs to be this. I think you need to be done. I'm like, whoa. I said, let me put you on block for a minute. Time out. So I had to put him on timeout till he get himself together. And he's an engineer, y'all. He's an engineer. So he knows his business. That's why he likes to haggle with me. So I'm like, yeah, well, I don't have time. I don't want to interrupt, you know, my energy flow, because I got to keep it all positive. I ain't got time to be, you know, swapping with you word for word. No. Listen, y'all, I got a word from my sponsor, Wise Mortgage. Honey, they something else. They really, really good. Listen, y'all need to protect yourself. Protect yourself, honey. Listen, if you don't protect yourself, then who's going to protect you? So listen, a word from my sponsor.
Your home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
Listen, visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com, thewiseinsurancegroup.com. Y'all need to do that and get your free quote, because this, I am telling you, Your most greatest asset for a lot of families, the greatest asset is property. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have your mortgage protected. Mortgage protection. Mortgage protection is really extremely important. You want to do that because, listen, don't leave your family, you know, a debt. Don't do that. Don't leave them no debt. I'm saying D-E-B-T, debt. Y'all know what debt is when you got to pay somebody. You know what I mean? So if something happened, You know, God forbid if anything would happen to the breadwinner of the family. You know, don't leave them like that. Leave them a deed. And you can't do that when you protect your mortgage. Horny. Listen, I got some super bad music, especially music showcasing music salute for the group and the groups. Jazzy Sky, the Antenna Tribe, and y'all know the Shallows, baby. Listen, the Shallows are a Northern Virginia quartet specializing in contagious indie rock. I mean, they are super bad. They know how to throw it down. Listen, they make their music in the bar, y'all. I'm just waiting for my invitation. You know what I mean? Because I likes to go travel and meet different people. I love to socialize. So listen, Shallows, I'm talking to you. Shallows, y'all send me an invitation. I will be right on down there and visit y'all and make, you know, check y'all out making the music in the bar. So listen, I know y'all bad. Y'all should go to their website. They have pictures up there of them and videos. They have videos too. So listen, let me get on down with the music. So this particular song is Vertas. I hope I'm saying that right. So it's V-E-R-I-T-A-S. Y'all check this out, baby.
Moonlight sings thing before I go. Something real you should know. Something you'll say that is crazy.
Oh, my holy Jesus. You know, I sure believe an angel was just singing in the mic, because I'm telling you, I am telling you what's the truth. I'm just sitting here in awe. I really am. I'm sitting here in awe, y'all. I declare an angel was just singing in that mic. Lord, today. I mean, he is just like the reincarnation of Hootie and the Blowfish. I know I keep on saying that, but listen. And John Mellencamp, too. Listen. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, somebody give me the chamomile tea. You know, put down the rum. Put the rum down. Make me a cup of chamomile tea, because I got to calm down. I really has got to calm down right about now. Go on, baby. Put on the chamomile tea. Go on and do that for me, because morning, that is a real angel. I'm telling you. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. Just go right on ahead and visit the website. Please do visit the website. I am telling you what's true. Y'all check this group out. Ooh, Lord, that's the Shallows. Shallows.com, the Shallows. And listen, when you get on the website, and it's so true, they got the perfect thing up here. It says, original indie rock music that is somewhat familiar to the ear. That is spot on the truth. Listen, original indie rock music that is somewhat familiar to the ear, yet surprisingly new and different. And you know, I couldn't have came up with that myself. Listen, that is just so ingenious. And they do. They sound so familiar. They sound like all the rest of the rock bands that you done listened to, but yet it's surprisingly new and different. I'm telling you, because it's just like angels singing into the microphone. I'm telling you, woo, baby, I'm telling you, they got something going on right there. Woo, it just quenched my musical thirst, baby. It just quenched it. Y'all got my tea ready. I said chamomile tea. I didn't say no rum chamomile. You know, they back there trying to mix up some gumbo rum with the chamomile tea. Now, how that's going to work? You going to pick me up and then relax me all at the same time? What is the matter with these people? Now, listen, I got enough bad music for you, musical song. Two hearts. This is the Antenna Tribe, and they hot. Check it out. Too hard, baby.
All my life up to this point was painted in blue, a deep shade of no music in the sky, so far from the truth. Oh, what could I do?
Gravity's lost inside, and there's no way to be over.
The Antenna Tribe and Two Rocks. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you. Engineer, y'all get together over there now. Come on now. This ain't the scratch session. Let me tell y'all. That was the Antenna Tribe and Two Hearts. You know, and listening to them singing and making that beautiful music, I felt like I was just swimming in a galactic swimming pool. You know what I mean? I just went across the galaxy in a swimming pool. Can you imagine that you listen to a song that sounds so incredibly awesome that you feel like you in the galaxy in a swimming pool? That, you know, that's just like, wow. You know what? I could just write a film about that. You know, and you see me, I'm so creative, and I like to write. It just kind of comes out. I just keep pouring out. So listen, that song, Two Hearts. You can't. Now listen, y'all imagine with me. I know y'all listening. And thank y'all, the international listeners. I know they really going to get this. The people that are listening from Ireland, UK, Germany, they're here with me every day, all the time, in the Netherlands. Y'all so cool. Thank you so much. So listen, they text in every single day. I really appreciate it. They're really loyal. So listen, I know they're going to really get this. So listen, y'all, close your eyes. We're going to have a session right now. I ain't never did this before. I'm going to do it right now after listening to Two Hearts and the Antenna Trap. Everybody close their eyes. Close your eyes. Close yours. Close yours. Now imagine this big old swimming pool, and the swimming pool has no end. You're in this swimming pool. You can't see the beginning from the ending, and the pool is in the sky because the swimming pool is sea, and you're hearing the song Two Hearts, Two Hearts, and you're floating in the swimming pool. You're drifting. If you can float, you can float in the swimming pool, and you're just free from all your troubles, and release all your troubles, release all your anxiety, release it all out into the galaxy because you just listened to Two Hearts, the Antenna Tribe, right? And you're feeling so great. You're feeling refreshed and renewed because water renews you. Water refreshes you. That's what water does for the body. And so music is the water for our souls and our spirit. Listen, when we listen to music like Two Hearts, when we listen to music like that, it refreshes us, it revives our soul, it revives our spirit. And so that particular piece of music, Two Hearts, is just like a great big old swimming pool all in the galaxy. And whatever is worrying you, whatever was troubling you on today, it's gone, it's evaporated, it has vanished. Poof, 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 poof. Set the magic dragon. So it's gone, y'all. Listen, check this out. That was the Antenna Tribe. Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel just great. So listen, that was Two Hearts, Two Hearts. I got some more music coming up. Listen, y'all, this is just fantastic. It's just a stone cold blast. That was really nice. I hope y'all enjoyed that. Listen. I hope y'all enjoyed that. That's really an exercise. Oh, Lord, I didn't think I was going to do this today. So listen, Mama's lesson for today. That was a mindful exercise, a mindfulness exercise. And a lot of people do that in therapy. That does mindfulness, have you center in, close your eyes, and to center in on what you have on your mind. And so it makes you aware of what's going on around you. It helps you to fine-tune your listening skills. It helps, oh, goodness, I didn't think I was going to say all this, but listen, it helps you to fine-tune your gift of listening, of hearing and listening. Listen, because nowadays people don't pay attention and listen as intently as they should. But listen, when you learn how to, oh, my goodness, see what you did, the antenna trapping your song too hard. See, when you begin to focus, when you focus and you are grounded in your spirit, oh, wow. And so, listen, it is so important because it helps you to get through the day, whatever is coming up. It helps you to dispel what's going through within your day. So it helps you to stay. When you have mindful, when you practice meditation and mindfulness, it helps you to stay grounded. You know, it helps you stay grounded so you don't get all irritated and bugged out by stuff that's going on. Oh, so we need that. All right. Thank you. The antenna trap. That was hot, baby. Sizzling and hot. Listen, up next is Jazzy Sky. Jazzy Sky. Now, listen, they got a thrill for us, too. See, music is very thrilling. It's very quenching and relaxing. Gets you going, and it just does a great thing for us. So, listen, the Jazzy Sky. This one is What a Really Nice Day. That's a perfect song. After that, exercise. What a Really Nice Day. Check, 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 check.
What a pleasure to go down the street. What a pleasure to discover this city. I really feel good, these people are sweet. Welcoming committee. All these buildings are truly stunning. The same ones I saw in that action movie. Short time to visit, I feel like running. This place is so groovy. A museum, it's tremendous. Collection is not extremely far. Coliseum, I also could go see my favorite basket star. Maybe should I test this restaurant? I hear they have a very good tipsy cake. It was delicious, the cooks are savant. A happy coffee break.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, today there's so many talented artists. I am telling you what's the truth. What a really nice day. You know, that is just pure talent. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what genre of music that artists do, as long as it's talented and great music. I'm telling you, it's been a boss slam of a day. Kicking it off with the Shallows. Just, I mean, had an angel at the mic with this group and Jazzy Sky and the Antenna Tribe. I am telling you, what a really nice day. I was sitting here, I'm like, man. You know, what a really nice day. Y'all keep on pumping out that music because I'm telling you, you have no idea what you do for the general public when you make great music like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get into talking about trap, rap, and all that kind of stuff. But sometimes we have to take a break from rap music. And I don't even play trap rap on the station. I just don't. You know, don't let me get into that. So listen. What a really nice day with such a nice song. It took me back and reminded me of the Dick Van Dyke Show. I'm telling you, in this song, this particular group, y'all really got some because I love black and white television because it is original. It is great television. So this song, What a Really Nice Day, reminded me of the Dick Van Dyke Show, you know, because it was black and white. And so this song, y'all can really, like, do. You know, it's so much that you can do with your music. And this one, What a Really Nice Day, you can do one of those skits on stage. Not really television, it can be on the stage, a play, you know, where you have the spotlight that's coming down on you and you're sitting at the table and you're having like a little brunch, you know, like a date. You're having a brunch, a young man and the lady's having a brunch because it's a really nice day, you know what I'm saying? And maybe Tutu walks up, I'm talking about your fur baby comes along and wants to join you. And, you know, you can just go from there, do a really nice sketch for people and arts. There's a lot of people that enjoy the arts. I'm telling you, it's a flood of people like me and so many thousands and thousands and thousands of people that enjoy the art. And what really not, I'm telling you, you could do that so easily. We have a place here in the city of Chicago where they do those type of plays where they accept volunteers to come in. My girlfriend does it, so she keeps me up on stuff like that. And so I think it's called the Little Black Pearl Theater, where you can come in and you can do those plays. And I know they've got these places all over in different cities and different states. And I'm telling you, you could really do that. That would be so awesome. People would really, really enjoy it because you can take a break from your normal day. So I got another one that's coming up. This one is called Why. Oh, my God, I am pretty much out of time, and people are still logging in and listening. You know, this is just phenomenal. It's hot. Y'all know what that song was? Not really, honestly. My heart just grew a rose garden. Today's episode was just so phenomenal. My heart grew a rose garden. Y'all just so phenomenal. I mean, y'all just really, really, oh, my God. I had an angel singing in the mic with the shallow. I mean, y'all just hot. Thank God I can do this again later on today in Jazzy Sky. I mean, y'all don't stop doing what you're doing because it's just so appreciative. We just really appreciate you guys making all this wonderful, talented, great music and the Antenna Tribe. Y'all just the bomb, the bomb. I'm so glad I get to listen to it all over again. People are logging in all over listening. And, you know, New York City, I want to thank New York City Podcast Directory because a lot of listeners do come in from that particular directory. I do thank you guys. Y'all send a wave of listens and traffics my way as well as the international listeners. Y'all just a bomb. I am so humbled, so humbled. Thank you guys so much. Listen, y'all keep making the music. Keep on pumping it out because, I mean, we all appreciate it to the 10th power, baby. Y'all just hot, hot, hot. I'm telling you, that song, why, so talented, and the voice is just so divine. I'm telling you, I'm loving it. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It was a stone cold blast, baby. I got a free rose garden all up in my heart. Didn't cost me a dime, honey. Listen, y'all just bomb. I can't say enough good things, great things about you because it is on the real. All right, now, guys.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning.
Fierce, 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 fierce.